We're going to complete the finalizations, which means I think we're at 18 waterfowl, duck, youth, duck, tundra, swan.
That's healthy talk.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. For those listening, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. On page 18, we'll start off with the duck hunting season. This would be a one-year recommendation, Mr. Chair. The proposed changes we have from last year, number one, there is a decrease to the scop daily bag limit from 3 to 1. This one scop in the bag is the maximum that is currently being allowed by the Fish and Wildlife Service, so this is something we have to do to conform to federal regulations. The proposed change number two is a modification to the start date. You'll note there in primarily the eastern part of the state, we have three different duck zones. This start date would be for the Low Plains North and the Low Plains Middle Zone, which is predominantly all of eastern South Dakota, except for that portion along the Missouri River. The modification here to this would be to begin on the, to make a change of the start date of that season from the last Saturday of September to the Saturday closest to September 24th. One might ask, well, why would we make a change like that? Well, right now our season dates are a little bit more restrictive than what is currently allowed right now by the federal regs. So if you turn to the next page, we put together a table there. The left column would include the current rule and the season dates. The right side of that table includes the recommended rule change with the adjustment to the start date. So what this would do, if you look out over the next 10 years, four of those 10 years, that duck season would start 1 week earlier. And we feel the department thinks that's a good thing. On average, we probably have more hunting opportunity earlier on in the season than we do later, and thus the recommendation we brought forward here. So with that, I'd try to answer any questions.
Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. Thanks, Chad. Question, how much can we push back on the federal governments on these limits?
Through the chair, Commissioner Sharp, we have the latitude to be more restrictive than what the federal regulations allow, but we can't go above and beyond what is within the scope, I guess, of the regulations, if that makes any sense.
Well, it kind of does, but I guess where I'm kind of coming from, we have these limits, and, you know, 15 years ago when we had 40,000 hunters, non-resident, now we're down to 15, so we've taken 25,000 hunters out of the mix. And if we were willing to, with 40,000 hunters, to have these limits, you'd think that at 15,000 hunters, these limits are less, would be less restrictive, when we've already accounted for the fact we're going to kill so many game. And then we talk about the fact that it's hard for people to get into waterfowl hunting because you have to be able to, you know, out of a flock of 10 ducks coming in at 50 mile an hour, you got to figure out which two are the men mallards, which, you know, men hen mallards, and, you know, which one's the pintail, that kind of stuff. So all of a sudden, if we could just say go out and shoot 5 ducks, we're good to go, I think that might make it a little less restrictive to put people in. But if there's no opportunity to have a conversation with them, it becomes a moot point.
Mr. Chair, so Commissioner Sharp, I think you bring up a valid point. Obviously, the scop thing here is in a response to that species' current population performance, and in trying to align that with, I guess, some type of harvest strategy to meet that population objective. As I think all of you are aware of, we are in the process of evaluating and hopefully implementing a two-tiered system for duck hunting opportunity, which would allow the standard quo of the regular harvest structure and the daily bag limit, and then a reduced bag option for those hunters that so decided to choose to do so, to kind of get away from, you know, the bag limit and somewhat of the identification to make it easier to for duck hunters and those that are interested in duck hunting that might have been, you know, a little bit intimidated by identification of birds or daily bag limits, right, and things like that. So,
so you're not going to just go ahead and give them a call and see what they can do for us?
Probably not.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
But you're welcome.
You can call Secretary Hepler.
Well, it's interesting that our bylaws call it a two-tier system. We call it a three-splash rule. That's what we're pushing toward. And it's one that Governor Noem, I know, has personally spoken to the Secretary of Interior. I've talked to Secretary of Interior about it, the director and the principal director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, and our assistant director, Migratory Birds. And so I know we're working toward it, but it's going to happen. You know, the Secretary looked me right in the eye and told me it's going to happen. And that's going to make a difference, Doug. I think what you're talking about is exactly the concern we have. And what it is going to be a pilot program between Nebraska and South Dakota. And they are evaluating, because in fairness, we go through an environmental assessment. This is part of the assessment, what we're doing. So we need to, with our federal partners, we need to step through those steps, which we're going to do. But it's going to happen. It's the right thing to do. And we're still, I think, having discussions on the messaging side of this thing, whether a biologist wants to call it a two-tier or the average person wants to call it a three-splash. I think we'll have that discussion in Omaha in a couple of days. But that's something we have pushed on.
Any other questions, comments? We need a motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are at 21, catfish.
Mr. Chair, actually we have a few more waterfowl.
Oh, all right.
Finalizations. If you turn to page 18A, if we can, the youth waterfowl hunting season. Just one proposed change here from the proposal that was initiated back in, I guess, looking back in December. So this is, a modification to make an adjustment to that start date. This would kind of move it up a week or so earlier than the current start date. Just an opportunity to get youth out there when, I mean, South Dakota raises lots of ducks, and if we have an opportunity to get youth in the field and experience the plentiful blue-winged teal and those types of ducks that are available for harvest, we view that as a good thing and another, you know, kind of low-hanging fruit, I guess, from an R3 perspective if we can get those youth waterfowl hunters out there. Again, it's only a two-day season, but if we can put them in the field when we have maximum number of birds in the field, we look at that as a good thing. So with that, I'd take any questions.
Questions? Comments? We need a motion.
So move.
Any discussion? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Mr. Chair, on page 18B would be our last waterfowl season here for consideration. If you see under the supportive information, the justification for this recommended change is based on that three-year running average of the tundra swan population that's being monitored. That three-year running average is just below a threshold that does trigger a change to the harvest strategy of tundra swan. Not much, but just a little bit. So there you would see the proposed changes, a reduction in the number of licenses from a total of 1,675 to 1,300, and within that total number of licenses available to non-residents would decrease from 250 to 200. I can tell you, even with the change here on paper, we would still be meeting the demand of our resident and non-resident tundra swan hunters, at least through the first application time period. So with that, I'd take any questions on this one.
Questions, comments? Need a motion. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.